it's incredibly important to provide a what we call an access of to care for veterans, no matter what era they served in. They need to know that we're there for them, that we can help them, and that we can make a difference. And the hotline actually provides that access. It provides a way for people to let us know that they need some help over the phone and anonymously if they'd wish until they find out what we can do. And I think it's exciting and important.
And last night, just after you were introduced by the VA secretary, Mr. Shinseki, you told a really moving anecdote of one particular save that you had that involved the family of a veteran soldier. Tell us about that again.
One day at the hotline, we got a call from a mother of an Iraqi soldier. And the soldier was in Iraq and talking to his mother over the computer. And she could actually see video pictures of him on the computer screen. He was holding a gun and told her that he was going to kill himself. He had gotten disturbing mail from home and just was very distraught. So she called while she was talking to him over the computer. She called the hotline. We were able to get in touch with the American Red Cross and other members of his family to find out exactly where he was located. The Red Cross was able to contact his commander at where he was, and his mom watched over the computer people come in and help him and get his gun and keep him safe.
That's amazing, and really just saved her son's life in front of her very eyes.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Well, and that's the kind of thing, you know, I mean, even though he might not have done it.
We don't know.
And that's it. You don't know. And that's really, it's a call for help. The fact that he was communicating with his mother about it was a call for help.
Right. And, we never know. There's been 5,000 of these types of calls over the past 2 years where they tell us they have already taken medication. They have guns in their hand. They're standing on bridges. You don't know what decision they're going to make. It is a call for help, and we need to provide that help.
And it sounds like it's a little bit of a multi-agency effort, because you mentioned you involve DOD at sometimes and not just VA, and also that it's a multimedia affair. It's not just necessarily the telephone, but sometimes internet means as well.
Right. It is a multi-agency effort, and it is we use the National Suicide Prevention Number through an agreement with SAMHSA, actually. And when someone calls the number, there's an option on there to push 1, which would connect them to our VA line. If they don't push 1, they're connected to the Lifeline Suicide Prevention Network that works across the country. So we thought it was important to use the national number. And then 2 months ago, we were able, again through our relationship with SAMHSA and Lifeline, open up what we call Veterans Chat, which is a one-to-one service where someone can get in through the internet into a chat space and communicate with one of our hotline counselors using the internet.
And Dr. Kemp, is there a follow-through that comes from a call to the hotline?
There is. We're able to connect veterans with our local suicide prevention coordinators. We have about 300 people across the country whose full-time work is devoted to helping veterans who may be at risk get the care and services that they need. So we're able to connect people with them immediately. And then we always go back and check to make sure that no one slipped through the cracks and everyone got the care that they needed.
We're talking to Dr. Janet Kemp, National Director of the Suicide Prevention Program at the Department of Veterans Affairs at Veterans Health Administration, and also the recipient of the Federal Employee of the Year Award at the Partnership for Public Service event last night. So let's talk about the event itself. You do such wonderful work. I'm so glad they've honored you. It's so important that our veterans are cared for in the important way that you have carved out for yourself to do this. So we thank you for that. But let's talk about the federal employees that were honored last night. So many in so many different categories doing great work. How do you feel about that, Dr. Kemp?
It was very humbling to be there and see really the breadth of what federal employees do on a daily basis. And I think one of the most inspiring pieces was there was a young woman who was honored, who's 25 years old, and this is her, obviously her first job, and she chose to work in the federal government and has done remarkable things, helping people stay in their homes during foreclosures.
Yeah, and the Claire Rowley from the FDIC, yep.
And then there was a physician who works for NIH, and this has been his career. And the difference that he and his team has been able to make in people's lives through medical research, it is incredible. It was very humbling to be there.